Well, we're going to ask the question, what is Australia's most borrowed library book? There is some new information out today. It's cobbled together from all the various libraries around Australia that use a particular software, which we'll explain a little bit in the interview. But as part of it, we can conclude or deduce what it is that Australians like to read. To discuss it, my guest on the program is the CEO of the Australian Library and Information Association. Her name's Sue McKerricker. G'day, Sue.
Good morning, Gareth.
Thanks for your time today. Well, let's cut straight to the chase. Let's not leave everyone in suspense. What tops the list of the most borrowed books at our libraries?
Well, I was going to do 3, 2, 1, but I'll go straight to the top then. So the number one book is Make Me by Lee Child.
Okay.
The interesting thing is that actually the top three this year and the top three last year are the same, but just in a different order.
Okay. The
other ones are Paula Hawkins, The Girl on the Train, and Lee Child, Personal.
So just explain those books for those who haven't yet borrowed them from their local library.
Well, they're really crime, thriller, mystery kind of stories that leave you hanging on a thread until you get to the very last chapter and then it all resolves. Yeah. So if you like something that's really challenging in that way, those are the ones to head for.
So they are the top three. How do you actually deduce that they are the top three, the most borrowed, Sue?
Well, I've got a company called Civica, which runs library management systems across the country, and they pull all this off the borrowing stats from various different libraries across Australia. So it's thanks to the library software, actually. So it's not just us guessing at what's the most borrowed. It's the real thing.
And so what other interesting or useful information can we glean from this sort of survey of borrowing right around the country in libraries all over the place?
Well, a couple of interesting things. So crime and thriller is the most borrowed. But actually, if you just look at the Australian writers, then the top three are Guy Morrissey, Judy Nunn, and Leanne Moriarty. So when we read Australian, we like to have kind of family stories, stories about our nation, stories about resilience and courage. So it's quite interesting that there's a bit of a difference there.
It is. Any theories as to why that might be, or are we just keen to read books by really good authors?
Well, I think when you're reading crime, thriller, mystery stuff, it doesn't really matter which nation they come from. You know, Sweden puts out some really great crime thrillers, so you're not really looking for a story that touches your heart. But when you're looking for something that is a story that you can really relate to, we have some fantastic Australian writers, and it's clear that people are going for those books.
My guest on the program, Sue McKerricker, she's the CEO of the Australian Library and Information Association, and we're talking about the most borrowed books in Australian libraries. So can I ask you this? How is the library evolving in the age of the internet?
Well, books are still very much the core of what we do, and book borrowing, whether that's print books or e-books, is right there at the top of one of our services. But at the same time, we've got a very digital kind of learning space as well. So we run lots of interesting programs for people. If you want to come in and learn how to use a computer, if you've never actually switched one before, we can help you. If you got given an e-book reader for Christmas, don't know how to use it, again, come on in. We also do, I mean, I've just seen things about how to keep chickens, how to build a worm farm. We do all sorts of interesting programs.
And talk about e-book borrowing, because I've downloaded e-books from the big global companies that dominate everything in retail, but I've never borrowed one from the library. How does that work?
Well, you can borrow one, so you just have to be a library member, go on, log in, and you can download an e-book. The interesting thing for us is there was some talk about e-books kind of taking over from print books. That absolutely hasn't happened. So we're seeing e-books at around about 5% of total borrowings, so it's quite low. And that mirrors what's happening in bookshops, actually. E-books are about 20% of the market. They're not growing now, and people still love print books.
So people do still crave the experience of having a weighty tome and being able to turn the pages and smell the paper and all those sorts of things.
Well, especially young people. So when you see all those teenagers, I've got two of my own, glued to the screen, and you think, oh, they're never going to go back to print books. In fact, they much prefer reading for pleasure on print.
Well, perhaps not. Things are not changing quite as radically and as quickly as we're led to believe, Sue. I kind of like that. I'm pleased to hear that that's the case.
Well, so do our bookshops. So thankfully, local bookshops are now thriving again.
Absolutely. Well, Sue, thanks very much for bringing us up to speed on the latest trends in libraries and what it is that we're reading in this country.
Thank you, Gareth.
Good on you. Sue McCarricker, CEO of the Australian Library and Information Association.